Under the heading of why labor union and the so-called labor movement's a fraud when it comes to being about protecting workers' jobs and wages, there's this from Austin. Democratic state representatives and local officials, flanked by labor leaders, airport workers, electricians, public school teachers, and other workers, gathered Wednesday ahead of President Donald Trump's visit to Austin to denounce Trump administration's policies that they said largely have hurt working-class Texans while cutting taxes for wealthy people. The roundtable held at the headquarters of the Texas AFL-CIO in downtown Austin came just hours before a presidential visit to an Apple manufacturing facility. This was the beginning of a story in the Austin American-Statesman headlined, "Trump in Austin, Democrats Rebuke Trump Over Economic Policies." The entire thing demonstrates the fraudulent premise upon which the labor movement sells itself. Trump was in Texas to give outsized positive publicity to Apple for choosing not to make its new computer in China but in the United States. Isn't this what unions want? And when it comes to Trump hurting working-class Texans, under Trump, the national economy is in much better shape than in over a decade, and unemployment is at the lowest levels in history. In fact, Texas economic growth is more than twice that of the country as a whole. So Democrats join with union leaders at the AFL-CIO headquarters and rebuke Trump over economic policies that are helping workers at record levels? Unions are a fraud. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.